This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Brendan Tierney.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.
Whoa. Hey, at least the key card worked today. They let me in the building, Dove. What's going on, everybody? How are you? 10:02 on the fan. And, you know, interesting week last week for sure. I want to get one thing out of the way. We'll get into the show, obviously. A lot of Jets and Giants, Mets with the moves, Yanks. Please do something, Yankees, please. 888-808-1019. So, Friday was very emotional for both of us. And I think that you guys felt it. But we appreciate how you reached out to us, what you said, it was felt, and it was honestly, truly, greatly appreciated. Because one of the things when you do a show like this, it's very easy, and that's actually kind of the art of it. You almost don't want to think as if you're speaking to an audience. You just want to have a conversation. And I think that that's something Sal and I were pretty good at. And when you do that, though, right, you almost forget how many people that you do speak to and how many people that you do touch. And the amount of people that I bumped into over the weekend, and I know that Sal went through the same things we were texting, it was palpable. I mean, I remember my son had a hitting lesson, and we had about an hour or so before basketball practice. And we went to get sushi, and there were three different couples, people I'd never met, just came up and said, hey, we had tears in our eyes on Friday. I say that only because I'm doing the show today, I'm doing the show tomorrow, I'm doing the show Wednesday, I'm off Thursday, I'm coming back, I'm doing the show on Friday. Friday, you know, I don't know where it'll be emotionally, but we'll get through it. But I can't do every show and every call about, like, the emotion and the change. I'm just doing the show. I just wanted to kind of get that out of the way because I really do appreciate you guys. I mean that. And I know that I speak for Sal, and I already miss him. Like, I'm looking at this empty chair, and I don't see that lunatic. It doesn't seem right, but it is what it is. It's a tough business. We're big boys. We are good, and we will be good. I promise you that. But from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you. Now, let's roll. All right, 888-808-1019. You know, I was thinking about this, God almighty. I'll tell you, well, if there's ever a time to stop doing regular shows on The Fan, it's now. These football teams are the worst, dude. I mean, I don't know how. I've been reflecting a lot. I don't know how anybody has even conjured up the energy to have meaningful conversations about these doormats. I mean, like, it almost seems like the Jets aren't trying right now. At least the Giants gave you a competitive game. But they are so bad, and both teams are so far away from being relevant. Like, I can't waste time. I'm not going through the mechanics of the game. That goes without saying. So I broke it down into really six very basic components, because there's been times where, you know, watching the Jets, certainly when they won a couple of games before the bye and after the bye, and the Giants, when they beat a couple of good teams early in the season, like, all right, maybe they're not that far away. Nonsense. Both of these teams are miles away from NFL relevance. All right, so here's the six categories. You got the owner, you got the GM, you got the head coach, you got the quarterback, you got the offensive line, you got a pass rush. To me, those things are paramount. Now, you can be really good with five or even really good with four, depending upon what the four are. But when you look at both of these teams, I mean, does either team have more than one? You know, you think about the ownership. And the Giants have been a wayward mess for a long time, and Woody hasn't done a damn thing. So Woody is awful, and the Giants ownership has just disintegrated into whatever. Nope, not a check in that column, either team. How about a general manager? Well, I mean, if the Giants bring back Joe Shane, they are absolutely nuts. They're not. All right, so that's an X in that category. This is probably the thing that's best about the Jets here. I think Mucci does have a chance to be outstanding, but it's early. And until you actually find a quarterback, I can't go bonkers on that. All right. But at least that's a possible check. Head coach, I have no idea about Aaron Glenn. Obviously, the Giants are looking for a new head coach. The Jets, no quarterback. X, you know I love Dart. That's a big check. The O-line, I think that's fairly favorable for the Jets. Giants been better, but not good enough. And the pass rush, the Jets absolutely not existent. And the Giants is okay. Should be a whole hell of a lot better given the money and the resources they devoted for that. So, I mean, you look up and down the roster. It doesn't matter if you lose a tight game. Wow, they almost beat the Commanders. Who cares? Almost beat the Commanders. Big damn deal. Even the Jets, right? When you had that ridiculous penalty on Isaiah Williams, but he is a stud. Can you get him the ball? Can you throw him the ball? Can you put him in the slot? Can you design some plays for him? But even when, like, the Jets were trying to fight back and claw back, I mean, there is just nothing to root for. Nothing. It is utterly depressing. I can't wait for this football season to be over. Now, this is something that I'm a little jarred by, this because I thought that I felt really one way, and I still kind of do, but I want to throw something out there about Fernando Mendoza, all right? Because when you think about, you know, Tankathon and where the Jets are and where the Giants are, depending upon what happens with the, you know, the Raiders game and, you know, the Saints game for the Jets, that's pretty much it. There is a really good chance that the Jets will have a chance to trade up with the Giants to get that quarterback. Now, the conversation, and at first I was like, oof. That is not a name that I want to hear, right? And the name that I heard, I was talking about Mendoza with somebody who knows the quarterback position very well, somebody I respect, and they dropped the term Kirk Cousins-esque. And I'm like, Kirk Cousins-esque? I mean, there's no way I'm moving mountains for Kirk Cousins. Now, I don't know that I fully share that opinion on Mendoza, because I just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think he's a little different. I think he's that similar moxie. He's bigger. He's stronger. I think he's got a better arm. I know he's a better athlete, not by a wide margin. I'm talking about young Cousins. But even something that I thought was fairly easy to read, like, what are the Jets going to do at the quarterback spot? I don't really know. I don't know. Because the one thing that they can't do, right, there's a couple of things that can happen. Like, the Jets cannot move up two spots, three spots, one spot with a boatload of prime draft capital and make a move for a quarterback that they like. Like, if you're moving draft mountains, you better love. And they very well might bend those. They might wind up loving him. I know they like him now, but there's still much more of the process to go. So that's something that worries me about that. And then the other thing, when you look at the Giants, like just certain things that can't happen, under no circumstance can you run it back with Joe Shane. I mean, we have yelled about this. We have talked civilly about this. I mean, how many times you have to exhaust this topic? There is nothing else to say. Like, sometimes you got to look around the room. You got to realize it didn't work out. And you've got to put on the big boy pants and move on. That's it. And I think they're going to. But if they don't, man, oh, man. I'm not really surprised by the Jets season. Like, I thought they'd be a little bit better, you know, because I thought Justin Fields would be a little bit better, you know. But it is surprising the way the Giants have just melted here, isn't it? Like, you think about when they beat the Chargers. Like, they had a couple of galvanizing wins where we're sitting there saying, okay, you obviously found your quarterback. Okay, head coach, this is Dable. You know, little adjustment here, you know, maybe off life support. And look at where they are. They've got fewer wins than the Jets. It is just awful. And then, you know, that's what stinks. You contrast this with the rest of the NFL, right? And you parachute around the other big games. Bills, Pats, Broncos, Packers, Rams, Lions. You know, you watch real football. And it makes you miss it more. It aggravates you more. It reinforces more just how much a disaster both of these franchises are, and the very blunt analysis is that there's no quick fixes. It's not the NBA where you make a trade for a star or you draft Tim Duncan or Ewing and your fortunes are reversed. It just doesn't go that way. So we are in for a bit of a slog here, and I think you guys know that. And I just, you know, I'm sitting there watching yesterday both teams, and whether it's the owner, whether it's the GM, whether it's the head coach, the quarterback of the Jets instance, the O-line, more on the Giants, and the pass rush, more on the Jets, there are just too many non-negotiable components that really will not enable either team to get going anytime soon. I'm sorry. It's just utterly depressing, but that's the reality of it. 888-808-1019, BT on the fan. Let's get to the calls. Charlie, Bethpage. Charlie, what's happening, buddy? How are you?
Good morning, BT. I'm telling you, very depressing. I mean, the kid cooked. There were some bright things there, but that ain't our future. We got to do something with the quarterback position. The only thing the kid Cook had going for himself yesterday was his fiance in the stands.
Yep, yep. He's in good hands. Yep, yep.
Yeah, well, very good hands. But my God, can Woody Johnson do the right thing and put his mother and father and the fiance together? Can the three of them sit together down a road down the side?
I noticed that.
Can't even get that right.
But Charlie, what? I hear you, and I know you're not wrong. I mean, she had to run like 30 feet to go give her future mother-in-law a hug.
Exactly.
Come on. Yeah, but how about his parents? I mean, a lot of us coach our kids, and can you imagine sitting in the stands watching your son throw his first NFL pass, undrafted free agent, first overall pick? It almost doesn't matter. I mean, although when you're undrafted, it's probably even more stunning and more amazing. What a moment. I love that stuff. That was pretty cool.
Great moment. And then even better was Mitchell running against the ball. I mean, there was not much to watch in the game. The Mitchell episode and the parents and the fiance might have been the best part of the whole game.
Yeah.
And that's pretty pathetic. That's really pathetic, BT, that this is what we got to watch for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
The kid Mendoza, listen, the kid is as goofy as can be. I don't know if I like that.
What do you mean?
The kid is a player.
Well, how is he goofy?
He's just
goofy.
No, just his. No, he's
ain't that goofy?
His post game shows. I'm just saying. I mean, the way he talks, but I don't care. I don't care if it's Mickey Mouse throwing the ball or Goofy. As long as he can spin the ball and play the quarterback position. And I watched him a lot this year.
Yep.
What that Indiana team has done, I'm impressed. And I see a good runner. I can't wait to the college playoffs because I'm trying to evaluate this guy. I'm trying to be Mel Kiper here and try to get a good read on this kid. You know what I'm saying?
Understood.
And I think he's got it.
Yep. No, I'm excited too, Charlie. And thank you for the call. Yeah. I mean, that's a word that I haven't heard attached to Fernando Mendoza, goofy. And I know you just threw it out there, whatever. But, the one thing about him is that he's going to talk a lot about religion. So what? That's a bad thing? That's a deeply grounded young man. And that's the kind of kid you want. He's stable. I can promise you Mendoza's not going to be pinched going 107 with a revolver in the glove compartment. I can promise you that. I could also probably prompt. Now, I don't know if he's good enough to be the savior, but in terms of the other stuff, because some people love it and some people use it as fuel against him. I just don't understand that. Yeah, I can promise you that he's not going to be about himself more than he is about the team. He's not going to be a me guy. I highly doubt, if he's with the Jets or wherever he goes, when he goes out there and a wide receiver drops a pass or runs the wrong route. I can promise you that he's going to shoulder the burden. He's going to put the thumb to his chest. He's not going to point fingers. I think he's an amazingly well-grounded young man. So that, to me, character, he might be the highest character person in the entire draft. I just got to make sure he can play at the level required, obviously, to elevate the Jets if they make the move to get him. If they're even in a position to do it, because if the Raiders have the first pick, the Raiders are going to take him. 888-808-1019. Let me get Justin Floral Park. The fan, Justin, what's happening, man? How you doing today?
BT, how are you, brother?
Good.
Hopefully I'll see you tomorrow at Toronto Seca.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it.
They're making a huge mistake. I hope, whatever your future is, man, I'll be following you on the Instagram with you doing your stuff with the kids.
Appreciate
just
that,
like
buddy.
Like me, coach my kids. Wish you all the best, brother.
Thanks,
man. How about my Buffalo Bills with that signature win, man?
Oof.
I mean, 21-0 down. It looked terrible.
Yeah.
BT, I dream the impossible dream. Will this team get to a Super Bowl this year? I mean, there's no Mahomes,
no
Lamar, and no Burrow. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, no. Listen, I love the Bills, Justin. Yeah, why not? I mean, why not? If there's ever a time to do it, you might want to mess around and do it this year because time, I don't want to say time's ticking on somebody like Josh Allen, but we've seen this, guys. There's a real reason and there's real truth to being able to make a run when a quarterback's still under his first contract, because that allows you to build out the rest of the roster. The problem is, once you start getting into that second contract, which Josh Allen so clearly is and deserved, well, now a lot of the resources that allowed you to build out a terrific team around him, you got to start slicing here, slicing there. And I don't mean you slice your star left tackle or your wide receiver one or your stud tight end, but, hey, that nickel corner that did a pretty good job, maybe somebody overpays. Or that second or third safety that you kind of trusted, maybe somebody gives him a little bit more money than you can. Or offensive line depth, whatever it might be. That's what happens. So when you hear about teams talking about the striking when it's hot and the window is there, I don't really know what the Buffalo Bills window is moving forward. I would look at the Patriots and say, well, even though, you know, Drake made some mistakes yesterday, I mean, the Patriots are going to be here for, I mean, they could be here for a decade between their coach and their quarterback. You know, the Ravens, all right, good win, whatever, forget about them. The Jaguars are an interesting team. I mean, they're beating some bad teams, but they're red hot. The Texans are tough. Let me put it this way. In terms of specific to his question, why can't the Bills get to the Super Bowl this year? Well, they can. That's the short answer, right? Can the Broncos beat them? They could. Can the Jaguars beat them? They could. Can the Texans beat them? They could. Could the Patriots beat them in a rematch? They could. So while I'm not going to sit here and say they couldn't get there, I love them. And I'd love to see, it's crazy because they're in the Jets division, but I would love to see Josh Allen become a Super Bowl champion. I really would. I love the guy. I love the way he plays. I love what he's about. And really, you know, sure, I wish the Bills were in a different division, but I've got great love for the Bills fans because in a lot of ways, they're like us, only they're, you know, whatever, 400 miles north and, you know, a little bit of a different way of celebrating tailgates, jumping off, RVs and into tables and lighting them on fire. But they are frustrated and they're all in. I mean, before this little renaissance here, they were us. They were the Jets. So I think they're very relatable. And, I mean, Allen, he's got a chance to be an old-timer. He's got to pop through. 888-808-1019. Of course, by the way, inside of our Townfield Tire Studio. I got to do all these reads now that I haven't been doing there, Dove. How about I just give Hoff a lot of reads? I don't think doing a lot of reads this week, unless I'm getting paid for it. Our friends at Townfield remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name-brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Townfield Tire. Nobody. Andrew's in Eastchester. Andrew, what's going on?
Hey, yep. BT, how are you, brother?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing all right. We're roughly the same age. We're both Mac alums. I had a cup of coffee with the Siena football team. I don't think in my lifetime, our lifetime, that the Jets and the Giants at the same time have been this bad. I mean, we're having hypotheticals about them making trades for the number one overall pick. As a lifelong New Yorker, as a football fan, it's pretty jarring to see.
Yeah. Tell me about it, man. It is as depressing as it gets. I mean, really, I was sitting there yesterday thinking about this, and quite literally, so this might strike me or might apply a little differently for me than for you. And that's just the reality of what we do, unless you're a sportscaster that I don't know. Like, watching football is part of my job. But watching these teams, it actually feels like a job. Like, one of the best things about doing what I've done is that, yeah, I mean, there's work, and as evidenced by what's happened the last week, there's real pressure, and there's real consequences, all those things that we've talked about. But it's fun, and it's amazing, and it's something I always wanted to do. But I'm sitting there, especially the Jets yesterday, like, I didn't even want to watch the game. It's awful.
Depressing.
It really is, man. And from the Jets, at least the Giants have Dart, Andrew. Thanks for the call. At least the Giants have a quarterback. Now, is he going to stay healthy? You know, who's going to coach him? There's a million variables with Jackson Dart. But, I mean, the Jets can't even stumble upon a quarterback. The Giants got theirs, and they didn't stumble upon it. They proactively pursued him. And that's going to be a parting gift from Dable, who is the lead voice there, and eventually from Joe Shane. Because, you know, say what you will about Joe Shane not really being fully aligned with Dable pertaining to the move to get Dart, he's the general manager. He could have said, you know what, I get it, but I'm not feeling it the way you are. I can't do this. He did. He acquiesced. So it's funny because Gettleman, who was getting harpooned all those years, he left you a couple of good gifts, some really good Andrew Thomas, you know, obviously Saquon, and some other things that he did fairly well. And this regime, which is about to be, I believe, a fully new regime very soon, they too have given you some pretty good parting gifts, but yet they just can't build it together. It's absolutely insane. 888-808-1019. It's Brandon Tierney on the Fan. We'll get back to, obviously, the call's just getting going. I've got some baseball stuff for you here until 2. We have a tiki at that point. But we'll come back. We'll get the football calls. Football primarily first hour. Want to get into Polanco. Way too quiet on the Yankees. But now you're hearing about maybe Michael King, which to me is odd. I mean, Yanks, how about you get a stick? Unless it's like Michael King and a position player. If this pivot is to pitching and no players, well, then I really it would be utterly confounding. So we'll get to baseball as well a little bit later. BT on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.